Hi, Master Souls. So today we are diving into chanting for manifesting. Hey, Master Souls. So today we are diving into chanting for manifesting. Now, chanting is something that I learned when I was a very little girl. And I remember hopping into the car with my grandmother, and she had this little powder blue Datsun. And she had this intense fear, one, of just driving, but two, this almost like white knuckled fear of going on the freeway. And so she found this chant in some books by Lobsang Rampa that she'd read. And it was supposed to be a chant for protection. It's Hung Mama Hung Ni Sir Ha, which may be totally mispronounced, but it's how I learned it as a kid. So let's go with that. And we'd get in the car, and if it was a normal drive, she would have us chant it three times before we took off from the driveway. If she knew we had to go on the freeway, which she tried to avoid as much as possible, which I was grateful for because it was stressful for me to soothe her as a little girl going onto the freeway. But if we had to go on to the freeway, we had to chant it nine times. And if we did one extra, we had to start all over because it had to be in multiples of three. So I learned that chant very early on as a little girl and saw the power in using that to manifest a protected car, a protected ride, right? Protect us as we drive and do this horribly frightening thing that we're about to do. And I'm going to use this because this is actually my grandmother's mala. As I got older, I started learning more and more about what chanting could do. Now, most people don't really put chanting and manifesting together, but I'm going to tell you why I started chanting as an adult. Versus, you know, what I did as a kid. Part of the reason I started chanting as an adult is because when I would meditate, I would get into a monkey mind state where my mind would be bouncing all over the place. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't how I was supposed to be meditating, right? The whole point is to quiet the mind. Well, my body wanted to move and wiggle, and my mind wanted a job. And so for me to take out a mala and give my fingers fiddle space, it occupied my body and allowed my body to relax. And by giving my mind something repetitive to say, it gave my mind a job, which meant I wasn't following the monkey states. So it, in many ways, taught me how to meditate. It was like the best way that I could get into that meditative state was by wiggling and thinking, right? But by doing that in a really directed way. You would think that would be enough to get into the connected state, right? If we go into our process, that getting into that meditative state is a connection piece. But it's not really, because my mind is working and it's not necessarily letting in messages, connected messages, right? And it's not foundational because I'm not really learning or clearing. I'm fiddling and thinking. And so the best way for me to use the chanting was actually during that manifestation stage. Because by repeating something over and over and over again, it gets into your system in profound ways, right? Yes, sometimes it's a little bit of a ritual, but for the most part, if we use the chanting correctly, we are manifesting states of being and physical repercussions that can be truly profound in our world. Let's talk about all of the active surrender. In that cheat sheet, there are affirmations and there are chants for each and every single one of those chakras. When we go into that and we use, let's say, a mala for 108 rotations, imagine saying, "I am loved 108 times. I am loved. I am loved." Saying Om to, you know, reinforce that state of peace and connectedness, right? This is where that real repetitive state of thought can manifest something really amazing in your life. If I am working on calling in money, it's my chant of Sharim Brazi over and over and over again. And it doesn't have to be in some strange foreign language. It can be something as beautiful as money loves me, money loves me, money loves me, right? By using the power of affirmations or traditional chants over and over and over again, we are getting into a state where that vibration is reality because we believe it. Like our mind actually starts believing that that's reality when we reinforce it over and over and over again. Let's talk about the 108 times. You know, my grandmother and her belief that it had to be in multiples of 3, 9 being the best, 108 being off the charts, right? 108 times is easiest for me because I enjoy the fiddle. However, you can also set a timer if you're not a fiddler and say, "I'm going to repeat this for 1 minute, 4 minutes, 2.7 seconds," right? Whatever it is, you can do this in ways that you understand however it is that you need to chant or repeat an affirmation is right and perfect. The mala is easiest for me because I don't have to think about how many times I've said it and I don't have to be restricted by how long it takes, right? That also helps my OCD-ness because then I know that it's all been, you know, done and it's fair and proper. Couple words of caution though, if this is a tool that you can add to your manifestation time, don't make it something long that's going to be hard for you to remember, right? Don't sit there and recite the Gettysburg Address when all you really want to say is, "I am free. I feel free. I am freedom," right? Make it easy for you to repeat. Make it easy for you to remember, and that will make it easy for your cells to attach to it, to believe it, to shift their vibration so that they are in alignment with what you're chanting and what you're affirming. Make it something that you can believe. Make it an I am statement. Go through that cheat sheet that we had and pick out a few and edit them so that they feel right for you. For me, there's something powerful about diving into languages that I perceive to be sacred. They're not really, but it helps my mind feel like this is a sacred action. But for many of you, that won't be the case. There was also another chant that my grandmother always did, "I am pure, I am pure, I am pure," right? The universe is protecting me. The universe is protecting me. The universe is protecting me. Now, one more word. It doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't even have to be out loud. There are many times where I have been in the middle of a room and I'm experiencing, you know, emotions that are not mine or whatever it is. I'm not feeling safe. And yeah, guess which one I pull out of my toolkit? Hung mama, hung nisarha. And I'll repeat that in my mind while I'm there. I'm not sitting there in the middle of a conference chanting out loud, but you know, I usually have a bracelet or something like that where I can dive in and just do a little clearing for myself so that I can manifest the state of mind so that I can be present to what's going on. It's the same thing as saying, I am here now, I am here now, I am here now, I am here now. That is a chant and a physical action to help ground it down. That's what the malas do for me. That's how I use chanting for manifestation, is by just the simple act of repeating something that I want a result of, right? By repeating it over and over again, I am manifesting it automatically. So that is how I use chanting for manifestation. Look forward to hearing the types of affirmations and the types of chants that you will add to your manifesting toolkit right away. See you inside.